If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 576 and is sponsored by Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, Little Skein in the Big Wool, and Lolo Body Care. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks, Knits in Space,
and so on.
Grab your knitting.
Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. A bit froggy.
Kermy.
Yeah.
Oh, Kermy.
I love you too. So again, bit froggy, but excited to be recording.
Me too. Should we talk about our knitting?
Let's talk about knitting.
All right, would you like to start?
Yes, I finished the knitted on lace border for my French can-can with beads and everything. And it is right here.
It's beautiful.
And it has this one row of stitches that happens because you...
The join.
There's a technique for the join. And I fiddled with the beads to get them where the stitches join on top, not underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And it has
a lovely raised edge, right?
Yes, it has a cable.
Mm-hmm.
And something that looks like a picot edging. And I put beads on the tips of the picots too. What I haven't done yet is taken pictures, because that happens after it's blocked, and that hasn't happened yet.
This is going to be so satisfying to block, because you get to put a little T-pin in each of those little beaded points, and it's going to block out so beautifully.
I was thinking of putting wire.
Oh, that would work too.
And that'll be more efficient.
Yes.
And faster and easier to get just so.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's beautiful. I think you're going to get a lot of wear out of this.
I hope so.
And if you don't, I'm sure somebody will be happy to take it off your hands. Someone take pity on you and give it a good home.
Okay. What have you been working on?
I am almost at the armholes on my Embrace Octopus pullover, and I'm knitting that in Oink Pigments, their worst weight. I think it's called Dapper, and the colorways are called Motion of the Ocean, which is this really beautiful, clear turquoise with green. It looks like the water in the ocean in Hawaii.
In Hawaii,
and the octopus is in Hibiscus Kiss, which I think I talked about last week, how it's the same color as the Great Pacific Octopus. And somebody recommended an octopus book to read.
Uh-huh.
So that I could get more facts about octopuses. So I'm very excited about that.
That sounds like fun and something the kids would enjoy.
Exactly. I think it's more of a grown-up book, but I'm sure there's aspects of it that
the kids could enjoy.
That they could enjoy, exactly. So I'm really enjoying working on it. I'm doing Jacquard Floats and Fair Isle.
Uh-huh.
And it's so satisfying.
I think maybe Jacquard Floats would work for the dinosaur.
No, that's Straight and Tarja, the one that you did, the Nicky Epstein ones?
Yeah.
So because I looked at the charts for it, and because we found the magazine, we were cleaning out my office when I was pregnant with Rex.
Yes.
Only a few years ago. But there's little teeny tiny bits of color. So it's not The thing about the Embrace Octopus Pullover is it starts with one little bit of color,
uh-huh.
and then it wraps around the whole sweater,
uh-huh.
and it goes all the way up into the yoke. The dinosaur sweaters have, I think, 25 or 26 different separate colors. I might be exaggerating a tiny bit, but it's a lot of the dinosaurs on one side,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing on the other side. And there's little bits of color, and the belly is a different color than the body. So that's really an Intarsia project, whereas this is, it's a Pharaoh Jacquard. Project. Yeah, and okay. you're using the Jacquard floats to carry it over the big swaths where there's no color, where there's right. no color work. So
okay.
It's brilliant. It's utterly brilliant. I'm so enjoying working
you're
on
enjoying
it.
You're enjoying it a lot. You always look happy when you're working on it.
It's really fun. I'm tempted to make another one, but I don't see how in this universe I need two octopus sweaters so far. We'll see. We'll see how I feel about it when it's finished.
Okay.
All right. What else are you working on?
So talking about octopuses, I am working on Opus the Octopus, and one tentacle was done
mm-hmm.
after last weekend, and I figured if I can have one tentacle per weekend,
it'll be done pretty soon.
And this is my weekend knitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I designate a place and a time for my knitting.
That makes sense.
The can-can shawl was my knitting when we are watching TV mm-hmm. knitting. And when we watch TV, it's all stuff that is
no conflict
yeah. and easy, and mostly stuff that I can just listen to while I'm counting, and no explosions.
Okay, that's fair.
So I need to find some new TV knitting.
I totally get that, because I have to have Zoom knitting. Because if we're watching TV, I can work on my octopus sweater or uh-huh. things that I need my knit companion for. Because that's where I've got my charts and everything. And if it's something where I can do the same thing for a super long time, I obviously don't need my Knit Companion app open while I'm doing the knit in stockinette, stitch in the round for 16 inches or whatever it is.
So that knitting is also linked to a specific place in your house.
It's linked to my chair, because the bag that the yarn is in, first of all, it's a big sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real adult sweater, and I've got all the yarn. It's like 7 skeins of yarn in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And because it's color work, I don't want to tote it around too much.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want it to get tangled, or I don't want to lose anything. And really, I just don't want anything to go sideways while I'm working on it. So mm-hmm. so that's my sitting in my chair knitting. Because also I got an Otlite recently that has an iPad stand.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a game changer. I'm super in love with it. I wouldn't go back.
I like my Otlite too. No, mine isn't that fancy. And I yet have to use the magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
But I can position the light right over where I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the stitches. I can see the beads. I can see everything.
This has made a huge difference. By the way, this is not an ad for Otlite. We just happen to be happy customers. And we'll link to the two that we have in the show notes in case... You know, and the thing I like about mine particularly is that the iPad stand has a little charging port.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing a Zoom call and you want to keep knitting and you want your hands free, you can position the arm where you want it to be so you can see your friends. But anyway, it's super nice. I'm very delighted by it. And it was on super duper sale when I bought it, so even better. But I ran out of Zoom knitting
mm-hmm.
I'm almost out of Zoom knitting. So what I was using as my Zoom knitting was the Ursa Pullover by Jacqueline Cieslak,
mm-hmm.
and that's a few rounds from being finished and binding off. So I had to do some creative thinking so that I can have something to work on. And so I've been working on my Foolproof Cowl, and that's in the Alexandra and the Art of Yarn one. That's two colors, predominantly one on one side, and then you flip it for the other side.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting close to a thing where I have to start thinking again. So I have to work on that where I've got a few minutes to think
mm-hmm.
so I can do the other side. But because all of my autopilot projects have kind of run aground, I spent a good part of yesterday getting my projects to the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like swatching for my next sweater, working out the math for my cardigan so that I can work on that, because that's a lot of just knitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like knit until you have this many ridges and then more thinking, which is optimal. That's what I'm working on while we're recording today.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, and I'm also working on my cardigan, and this is in Onyx Fiber Arts Bulky, and the colorway is Peppery, and it's delightfully speckly.
It is very speckly.
It reminds me a bit of Dalmatian spots, so I feel like this is going to be my Cruella de Vil cardigan, Cardigan de Vil, something, something.
Okay.
I'll come up with something clever. But anyway, so that's something I'm working on. What else are you working on?
So I had left on the vanilla is the new black socks out of the sparkly Plymouth yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Was kitcheneering the toe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 8 stitches each side. How long can that take?
Yeah. Pretty quick.
I had it sitting way too long, but that's done. And remember I said I was out of sock yarn?
I remember.
I found...
You found some sock yarn.
I found this year's sock yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And I found Last Stitches' sock yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Last Stitches or was it Vogue Knitting Live? I don't know.
It was something we
went
to.
But it was last year's.
Okay.
And socks are usually my running out the door screaming and grabbing something out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Knitting. And I'm not going anywhere.
No.
So,
also, I have my Musselburgh hat in my purse for when I have to wait in line to get into the store. And that's in Isolde had a house yarn that was really lovely. It's a sock yarn, and I'm totally blanking on the name. But I'll link to it in my project page, which we'll link to in the show notes. But that's been my, it lives in my very small when you go out purse. So my purse basically has hand sanitizer, my keys, my wallet, this very small project and a project bag. And my mask. Mask, mm-hmm. hand sanitizer, keys, wallet, knitting. That's it.
So the yarn I'm using is Hue Local.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a chickens.
Backyard chickens collection.
Backyard chicken and roosters collection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those. And I'm thinking there is so much yarn
mm-hmm.
that I could make them knee highs.
I really like. I'm not a big fan of poultry. But I really like her chickens collection. It's really pretty.
Yes. So right. I'm thinking of having them be knee high.
Cool. You have more knitting.
I do. Are you done?
I think so.
Okay. So I'm working on, and I apologize for my voice. It's Mother's Day and the olive trees in my front yard are
everything is in bloom right now.
In bloom and shedding pollen. So.
Mom has her charming allergy voice. Yeah.
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
So at your house, I am working on The Clockwork.
Mm-hmm. By Stephen West.
By Stephen West in gray and white from Oink Pigments. And that is my knitting at Jasmine's house. Because it's low attention.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's pretty autopilot-y.
It's autopilot-y. Also, I was working on the Versace.
An outlaw yarn, and I bought you the really lovely charcoal gray, which was too dark for your pattern.
Yes. And you ordered
promptly after we finished recording the episode where you asked me to order lighter color of gray, a lighter color gray. I did order it and it came in
fog, I think.
Yes, it's silvery gray.
Yes.
Came in Thursday or Friday of last week.
It was very prompt.
Yes, it was especially from being on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Because it came from New Zealand.
Oh, well. And so I've cast on.
Mm-hmm.
And gotten, I think, around 40 rows.
Good for you.
And
that's Polworth Alpaca and Possum for that yarn.
Yes, Possum. And it's kind of fuzzy Possum.
The thing I love about Possum is it feels like Angora without being something I'm allergic to.
Yes. And I need to count and keep count.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually don't work a whole lot on that.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Oh, I did a swatch.
You did?
I did a swatch in bed last night. So because I'm running out of autopilot knitting and I'm about to finish a sweater, and the cardigan's going to be finished in 10 minutes. I'm knitting it on size like 11 needles. Oh, can I talk about how I adapted this pattern?
Go ahead.
So this is written for, the cardigan is written for a super bulky yarn.
Uh-huh.
And I think size 15 needles. And I don't have anything in my stash for that. And I didn't realize that when I bought the yarn at Stitches. So I did some math. And this is for a 3.5 stitch to the inch bulky yarn as opposed to, I don't know, 2. And I think my gauge on the 11s was 3.75 stitches per inch. It's all on my project page. And I'm using proportion to, or percentages to figure out the numbers on. It's very straightforward in a not at all straightforward kind of way. If I work on it late at night, it kind of makes my eyes cross when I do the math. So I had to mm-hmm. wait until I was fresh and caffeinated to get the math done. But I'm really enjoying the process. And so this is from Onyx Fiber Arts. And I have been following Adria on Instagram for like a year and a half, I think. Time doesn't mean anything anymore, so it's hard to keep track of when I saw something. So apologies for that. But she came up with like 4 colorways that every time I see them, they make my heart skip a beat. And she had a sale, and I'd only bought 5 skeins of the peppery at Stitches with a contrast color for the cuffs in case I needed it. And I thought, well, it's on sale. So I bought one of the colorways in DK, and it's her Veronica colorway. And it's rainbow colors with black on a white background. And it's so intensely beautiful and cheerful. And so I swatched with it last night for a cozy classic raglan by Jessie Made Designs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's currently drying on the kitchen table because I washed it this morning because I did it at bedtime while we were reading. And I'm really excited because I was thinking through what I wanted to work on. And so we know about the arbitrary knitting rules, right? You have to finish this and then you can do this. Those are my arbitrary knitting rules. So I got the swatch done so that I could have something to autopilot on when this hits the next step where I have to think. This, I'm pointing at my cardigan. Sorry, mm-hmm. This is not a video podcast. And I know I'm going to need another piece coming up. So once I get the Cozy Classic Raglan started, I can swatch for the next thing, which I had to wash yarn for and is hanging in my bathroom. But I have to call my friend because we're going to do knit along together because we bought the yarn together at Stitches to do the same sweater 2 stitches ago. So lots of arbitrary knitting rules and cues. It's a busy place in my head. So anyway, so that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been working on. And I'm really excited because I'm seeing a lot of progress in my knitting. I'm seeing my UFO bin. So I'm trying to figure out how to work those into the rotation as well. Because I've got a couple of pieces that are very close to the end and just need a little bit.
Yes. You know, Stash Dash is coming up.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in events, aren't we?
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any more knitting?
I do.
Tell me about it.
So remember way back when I was churning out a preemie hat every week?
I do.
So I've been knitting all these socks and not knitting preemie hats.
Mm-hmm.
And
so now you've got material to make preemie hats with.
And my leftover basket is overflowing and I don't have room to stick anything else in mm-hmm. it. So I set up more preemie hats and I sort of have a kit for my preemie hats where I have a bag
mm-hmm.
and I have needles and a clipper and crochet hook.
Okay.
And a tape measure. And I found I had this is a bag. I put it in this bag and you can actually see what's in it,
mm-hmm.
which I really like.
A clear vinyl bag with a zipper.
Yes. And I found another little bag in my bedroom
mm-hmm.
in a corner and it had preemie hats that one was done, needs ends woven in, and the other one was done, decreases towards the crown, and I had the last four stitches live. Mm-hmm. So I knitted a stem, mm-hmm. and then I crocheted a flower on top of it.
Cute.
And ends need to be woven in. And this one that I'm working on right now is a gray sock stripe.
From Patton's Croy? Patton's Croy?
One of those.
And I've heard it both ways.
I cast on a second one, and these will probably have pom-poms out of the leftover because gray and black doesn't lend itself mm-hmm. really to flowers.
No.
No.
It needs something else, though.
It would be a bit too Morticia Adams.
It's also, it's a good size for a full-term baby that's in the NICU.
Yeah.
Which does happen.
They do need that, too. And yeah. Sometimes a full-term baby with problems that is big is yep. also there. So yep. they'll make use of it.
Yeah. All right. Is that it for your knitting?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Lolo Body Care, formerly Barmaids, creates exceptional moisturizers hand-poured by staff who add a good dose of heartfelt love to each one. Most all their supplies are made in the U.S. and their beeswax sourced from a local farm. Besides quality, the value of their product lies in that they last a very long time and are loved to the very last bit. They built their brand on being eco-friendly, and their new packaging rocks. Their customers and customer service are rare and treasured jewels. You can find links to Lolo Body Care along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother Dearest.
Yes.
What has you in stitches this week?
Well, I got out all my summer stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which is mostly stuff you've sewn. Right?
Yes. And I packed up all my winter stuff, and I don't think I had that many sweaters in rotation that I had knitted. I did have a lot of cowls.
Mm-hmm.
And I rearranged my sock containers. I had four containers with socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of combined them. And then I looked through my closet and noticed that I have two more bags of socks that I haven't even worn yet that need to be sorted in.
Oh, goodness.
But I have room for my cowls, which I use regularly
mm-hmm.
in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I wore the nightshirt. One of the nightshirts that I made.
I'm delighted because it's going to be chilly and rainy this week.
Uh-huh.
So that gives me a chance to bring out more of my sweaters and take pictures and the stuff that I've been finishing because it was so warm. And so yesterday is Wednesday. Time has no meaning. The day before we recorded the podcast, they announced that the Hamilton film was going to hit Disney Plus, I think a year ahead of schedule, and they're doing basically so that people can watch it in their homes during shelter in place.
You know, singing along with that is excellent.
I'm so excited. So I wore my Hamel knit hat.
Because singing, you can't be sad while you're singing.
It helps you feel good, you're right. Yeah. Unless you're singing something sad. And then you can be very sad. But anyway, so I'm super excited about that, and that was my hashtag knit outfit of the day, which I'm trying to keep up with on Instagram because when it's cool enough to wear something, I'm trying to use my stuff and put it in rotation and make sure it's washed and put away. And yeah, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to wear some stuff that you've sewn for me when it warms up again.
Oh.
Yes, because I found a couple of things, and I'm trying to pair it with stuff that I've made. So it's Mom Made May and also Me Made May.
Me Made May.
All right. Do you have anything else?
You know, most of my stuff that for summertime is dresses, and I don't have enough dresses that I made to keep me through a rotation of Me Made May. I think I should be sewing more dresses. And now that I've taken the sloper class,
mm-hmm.
that should be
doable
with dresses that actually fit me. The last dress I sewed was beautiful, and
it's now the Cinderella dress. Whoever it fits gets to take it, right?
What does that have to do with Cinderella?
The knitmore dress? It's the shoe. The shoe does not fit. If the shoe fits?
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
it's a Cinderella dress.
Okay. But my work on that was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was a pity I could not manage to squeeze myself into it. I did try. I gave it the old college try, as they say.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I'll add stuff later.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. Events. I believe virtual Vogue Knitting Live was this last weekend. Mm-hmm. And from the sounds of it, from the instructors, it went pretty well. I'm excited to hear how it went for some of the vendors. Mm-hmm. I also saw packages arriving at people's houses from virtual Maryland Sheep and Wool, which is encouraging.
Uh-huh.
The next big thing that we have coming is Stash Dash 2020. The dates on that are, this is the brainchild of the Knit Girls video cast, and the dates are May 22nd to August 22nd. And obviously hashtag Team Cute Knitter, hashtag Beat Boston Jen. Boston Jen and I are throwing down to compete again this year. So in addition to the usual donate $200 to the charity of the winner's choice, we also have the Stash Dash champion sash that goes with it.
I don't think I've seen any pictures of her.
She posted a few pictures of herself in the sash. I'm sure she's going to post more leading up to it to try and psych me out.
You would be posting a picture of yourself in it every day. I was thinking every week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'd do it a lot. I'd be smug. Yeah. I'd be smug as a bug. So anyway, there's that. We're going to add a couple of additional challenges, which I will be excited to share as they pop up, because we wanted to keep it interesting. Because, you know, got to keep it interesting. So this year I'm going to be Boston Jen. I'm going to get the sash. I will be the champion. So the next thing that we've got coming is Fiber World 2020, and that's a virtual Fiber Fest. That is running from July 22nd through the 26th. I believe Kel from 100 Ravens is organizing that. So we will link to it along with everything else in the show notes and hopefully have more information for that as it gets closer. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
The Knit Girls are also doing Me-Made Mend or something.
Mend May, something like that?
Mend in May, and they're mending.
That's a good idea.
Well, they're mending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How lovely. All right. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Books plus knitting plus happy memories. That's Little Skein and the Big Wool. We make kits, yarn, and project bags that bring your favorite stories to life. Find your favorite story at littleskein.com.
For Mother Knows Best, we're going to talk about treating yourself. So, Jasmine Lovey.
Right now, things are challenging for a lot of people, and the idea of treating yourself seems decadent, but it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing. It can be a good smell. It can be making someone's favorite meal. So have I talked about this on the podcast, where I'm trying to make everyone's favorite meal on rotation once in a while? So that's one of those things. But when I was working and I had a super stressful job, I had... This is gross, but it's me. I had a lock of fleece from a really lovely, fragrant, woolly sheep. And it was a fleece that I'd sent to have processed, but I'd pulled a lock of it to have a little bit of unprocessed on the card where I wrote down all the stats on it. And it smelled so good that I would just like huff my little bit of fleece and then I would keep going. And it was such, and it doesn't have to be a fleece. It can be flowers. It can be a sachet of something. If you've got a favorite smell, I don't know what other people like to smell.
A spritz of cologne.
Something.
A spritz of your favorite cologne.
Yeah. So it's a small pleasure. And Dr. Gemma did one of her flash things, or she was, maybe it was one of her live videos where she was talking about.
No, I think this is her daily.
Was it that where she was talking about how to support small businesses, but you don't have to buy a sweater quantity, you can buy one skein? And if you have the income, if you can afford it, that's one way of doing it. If buying yarn is the thing that you're treating yourself to, and that's something you can do, a skein, you can, I mean, you know, whatever it is, some stitch markers. For me, something that makes me feel good is feeding people. So I've been doing doorstep deliveries.
I'm supporting that on a daily basis.
Correct. So not only am I cooking and baking for our family and doing fancy cocktails, but if one of my friends posts that they're having a hard day, I'll do a doorstep delivery.
You doorbell ditch them.
I doorbell ditch them food. And it really is, it makes me really happy to feed people and make them happy. One of the teachers from school had sent me a text saying that she'd been dreaming about the cookies I made, because I will occasionally make my brown butter chocolate chip cookies and leave them in the staff room. And I had just made a batch of them with Diane on the live, and I said, would you like me to deliver some for you? And she was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. And so I doorbell ditched some cookies for her and made some cheesecakes and delivered those last week, because, oh, by the way, Instant Pot cheesecake is a breeze. So easy to make. I should have been doing this for years, because cheesecake is one of my favorite things.
It is.
Yes. And it was so easy.
Is it better than Costco cheesecake?
A million times better. It's creamy, it's fluffy, it's all the good things. And I'm thinking of throwing some lemon zest in my next one.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. Because
I think that will brighten the flavors a bit. But see how we're talking about this? I also want to try making macarons, because I've never done that before. And I've got a recipe from a friend who produces them at a fever pitch. So
that would be an excellent thing to do for Thanksgiving, when we're making eggnog.
Precisely, because we'll have so much extra, so many extra egg whites. Yes. So anyway, I've been baking and doing that and feeding people, and that really brings me, it makes me feel good, but I'm also, you know, I'll have a little bit of it and then I'll feed someone else the rest of it. So
the first bite is always the best.
Oh, I think so. And I might have to make another apple pie, because apples and disease and stuff. Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Mm-hmm.
So, or something. And I'm wondering what apple pie keeps away. Oh, I threw candied ginger into my last one and it was amazing. So I'm just going to keep riffing on the apple pie until it gets, well, you know, until I get there with my pie. And it's cool again, so I can bake without heating up the whole house. So I'm delighted. It's the little things. I have, I've been using, so one of the other pleasures that we've been partaking in is using the good wine glasses, or whatever the thing is that you keep for us. And even with all of our, like, don't save it for the Pope stuff that we've talked about, we still have stuff that's hand wash from Andrew's parents. And because our good china is dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
Which was by design, so we could use it every day. But we've been using the good wine glasses. We've been using the fancy glassware, the fancy dishware, all of that stuff. And that feels really good.
A lot of your fancy glassware comes from the Goodwill, the mismatched.
Not all of it.
Martini glasses.
Oh, did it?
Savers. Same thing.
Mom apparently got me some really excellent martini glasses at Savers.
You asked for mismatched glasses.
I love mismatched glassware. I think it's so fun and so interesting, and also a really great way of making sure people's drinks are distinct at dinner and parties. So it's a fun way of doing that. I have a couple in my wish list I was going to show you.
Sure.
So anyway.
When things open up again.
Absolutely. But this is one of those things that I love. I love having mismatched stuff that's interesting, because that way you're not committed to one set. And if something breaks, it's sad. But that is the ephemeral joy of having things, is using them. I'd rather they get broken being used than broken in storage.
Yeah. And if a glass from a mismatched set breaks,
no one notices.
As opposed to missing a glass from a matched set.
Correct. All right. I would love to hear how people are finding ways to treat themselves in small and big ways in the Ravelry thread. I think that would bring me a lot of joy to read how people are making themselves happy or finding little bits of joy throughout the day. Something that has been bringing me a lot of joy is being able to say yes to more things with the kids. because we don't have such a tight schedule right now. Mm-hmm. So the other night, Genevieve wanted to do stargazing in the backyard with the fire pit on. And instead of saying, well, we can't really do that because we have to be up, where do we have to be? We don't have anywhere to be. So Andrew set up the fire pit and I set up my reclining outside chair, my lawn chair. And I knitted outside and snuggled with the kids and they ran around and looked at the stars. And then it started raining, so we went in the house. So,
yes,
just because it's a good idea doesn't mean we think it all the way through. So,
it was fun.
It was fun.
While it lasted.
Exactly. And we had a really good time. So, please share the fun things you're doing and how you're treating yourself. Do you have anything you'd like to add? Are you enjoying being treated?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. We all have it. We all snicker about it. Fun fur. Whether it's eyelash, boucle, or just generally furry, it's hard to find projects for novelty yarn. With a sweet face, spiraling horns, and delightfully rotund body, Frenchie by Kate Carter Evans lets you transform your novelty and textured yarns into sweet, fleecy little friends. Pattern available on Ravelry. More info at infinitetwist.com.
When knitting attacks.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
How's your knitting treating you this week? Not good, huh?
Uh-huh. So, the ochre cardigan.
Yes.
That I really like the lines and it is all stockinette stitch.
Yeah.
I ripped it back again and started it over.
Okay.
So.
Do you need some help getting it started?
No, it is. It is.
Or establishing the thing?
It is underway now.
Okay.
It seems that instead of doing serious swatches, I rip my stuff out a number of times. Same with the pointed furs.
Mm-hmm.
I love the yarn. The light color shows the pattern. And I still needed to started three times over before I fell into the rhythm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes some getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had to start my octopus sweater a couple of times. It was one of the sweaters I've done recently that needed a few restarts. It was the quadrat, maybe, where I kept messing it up. All right.
I don't know.
It was something.
You didn't tell me. Oh. You never tell me anything.
I never tell you anything. We talk about it on the podcast.
Yes.
All right, so what else have you got?
This beautiful can-can shawl that I just finished.
Yeah.
I thought I'd wear this instead of a summer cardigan.
A summer wrap, yeah.
And look what this feels more like.
Winter.
A shawlette.
Hmm. So do you want to make a bigger one? You could.
Well,
you just have to math it out. Or you could do it in a lace weight and do a little bit of math.
So the like instructions say you can make it longer
mm-hmm.
before you put on
the edging.
The edging.
Yeah.
Lace weight yarn, huh?
Mm-hmm. I happen to know a great place, Oink Pigments, that sells exactly that same yarn. But I think their lace weight has some other nice stuff in it, too.
So this is a very creamy white.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at all of my fabric that I have.
That colorway is called Birthday Suit.
Yes, this is Birthday Suit, and
yes.
It looks like cream.
Yeah.
And I looked at my fabrics, my summer fabrics that I've picked, and they are mostly black and stark white.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my classmates from school, I picked up some free fabric and she said, Gigi, this is such an old lady print. And I said, I know, huh? I like this.
Or as Wilbur would say, isn't it great?
Isn't it great? Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm looking at very stark white. And I thought maybe this with black beads, but I don't think this with black beads is really it.
No, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So I need to block it first.
And then see how you feel?
Yes.
If you block it really aggressively, it might have the intended effect you're looking for.
Yes.
Perhaps.
So, but it was a fun knit.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Really fun knit. Well, the body is garter stitch. Mm-hmm. And that was really just noodling around. Oh, I'm done.
Potato chippy?
Very potato chippy.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think anything else went sideways.
Pity. Alrighty, is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. This week for Knits in Space, I wanted to talk about something that I am woefully behind on, as per usual. When there's something great, I always make sure to be the last one to the game. So to give you a little bit of insight on why this was needed, Genevieve is having a really hard time with adjusting to doing distance learning for school. She really thrives on being at school and the environment, and the technology aspect can be really challenging. So one morning, Andrew was watching John Krasinski's Some Good News on YouTube, and I hadn't watched it before. I was buzzing around the house doing my usual thing, and it's wonderful. It is wonderful. So what we've been doing...
Tell me about...
So John Krasinski is doing a good news program, a news program from his house, because they're sheltering in place too.
He's
the guy from The Office.
I know who he is. He's giving good news?
Yes. Just good news. Exclusively good news.
Novel.
It's marvelous. And I'm not going to say if you can watch this and not feel uplifted, then you have no heart. But... this is a great way of starting your day off on a good note. And it seems to have changed because we listen to upbeat music in the morning and we do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But we just had it running on the kitchen table on like a phone or an iPad or something. And everyone was in a better mood to start their day. And really starting your day feeling good can make such a difference. And even if you're feeling like you kind of got up on the wrong side of the bed, this is a great way of perking yourself up with good news. And you can watch them again and again, and it's still good. It's still charming. Genevieve is particularly a big fan of episode 2, and I'm not going to spoil it because it's so good. And you could see her lighting up, and you could see the good brain chemicals going while she was watching this because it was making her feel good. So for Knits in Space this week, some good news. We'll link to this along with everything else we talk about in this week's episode in the show notes. Let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Let's talk about sewing.
Yes. I'm not sewing nearly as much as I want to, but my notes say almost finished with the 2 half-lined night shirts.
We had some technical difficulties, so we're recording a little bit later than we originally intended.
Yes, so I did the cover stitching last week, and it needed to be cleaned up. Usually when I sew, I clip the ends, so mm-hmm. when I'm done sewing, I'm done sewing.
Marvelous. Well, why didn't you? Because, you didn't want to?
Because I was wrestling with the...
with the other thing?
Cover stitch machine, which is kind of new to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, while I was waiting for you to come over this morning, I just grabbed them and started snipping ends and applying fray mm-hmm. check to loose ends.
Nice.
Turns out, on one of them, I had missed to cover stitch one of the sleeves.
Oops.
So one of the night shirts is done. Mm-hmm. And the other one
is waiting to be done.
Needs the sleeve done.
Okay.
And a third one is cut.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Sounds good.
And I found a basket of baby gowns that needed cover stitching.
Mm-hmm.
These are stuffed things to go to the NICU for preemies.
Perfect.
Because they need they need stuff for that when they want to send
kids
children
home.
Yep. Yeah. And one of our friends, we found out she was expecting a baby, and I cut.
She's walking now.
Baby, is she walking
she's
already?
Walking. Yeah, she was walking at stitches.
I think we need to cut bigger nighties for her. It's a bit embarrassing. So
she is a maker as well. I'm sure she understands as keenly as everybody else.
And my notes say saga of the box with oppressor feet.
Do you want to fill them in since I am up to date on the saga?
Yeah. So when my last sewing machine died an untimely death after some 20 years, I got a new machine for my birthday, Christmas. And it came with its box of
Presser feet
and stuff. And I put it somewhere so safe, I haven't been able to find it. So I looked through the cabinet that has my fabric and clothing stash.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there. I looked through my little coat closet, which is my sewing room.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled everything down 5 times and looked at everything. I have, and this is just how I keep track of, keep track of things. I looked at the bag where my last project from the quilting class I took was in. That wasn't there.
And it's not in your Zooka?
Because it made sense to have it there coming back from the class.
Yeah.
Wasn't there. I had Sterilite boxes that some fabric was kept in, and I collected all the muslin from sewing class when I took the draping class.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sam wanted to have fabric to stuff into his punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't in there. So I looked through all the miscellaneous boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I looked through my pulling cubes.
Yeah.
And yesterday I went in the garage and pulled out stuff from the cabinet where I keep my quilting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few more block boxes I need to pull out. I need a step stool to get at that end. I made such a mess.
You weren't putting things away as you were going through them?
No, because I need more muscle than I have.
Okay. I'm sure Sam will help you.
Yeah. But, yeah. And while I was doing that, I found 2 pieces of stippled quilting from a class I took.
Mm-hmm.
And they're designed to be sofa cushions.
Okay.
I'm going to have enough cushions for the knitting group eventually.
Yeah. When we can all meet again.
Yes.
Everyone will have a cushion.
And I have a triptych of birch aspen quilts.
Mm-hmm.
On my bedroom wall. And they're not really. I enjoyed the technique. I really enjoyed making them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're makers. We like making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of a keeper I am.
No, because I've got all your counted cross stitch on my walls from years ago.
Yes.
And you made the quilts and you enjoyed them. And when you're done and you're ready for the next thing, you move on to the next thing.
Yes. So I want to make a quartet of pomegranate trees for the different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin's widow has a pomegranate in her tree.
Pomegranate tree in her yard.
What did I say?
Something else.
Okay. Yes, that a one. And so I asked her to send me a photo, and it is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be my next quilting project. And it will take a year. I need pictures from the tree when it is at its barest.
Mm-hmm.
So I can then do stuff for different seasons.
Perfect.
And if I have it bare, then I can just take that as a template.
And then build on top of it.
Build on top of it.
Brilliant.
Yes. So there we are.
Nice.
And that is my sewing.
Is that it?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, Little Skein and the Big Bull, Lolo Body Care, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Pandora Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much everywhere as Knitmore Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of fantastic people and great conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine.
And Gigi.
Telling you to knit more. And wash your hands.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.